Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And now it's time for the Scores live coverage of the 45th running of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon with your hosts, Josh Liss, U.S. Marathon Olympian Jenny Spangler, along with expert analyst Josh Cox, Chris Weirman, and Trenir Moser. The eyes of the world are now focused on Chicago. Keep it on the Score as we cover this international event that's a true Chicago tradition. The 2023 Bank of America Chicago Marathon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, presented by Bank of America and brought to you in part by Nike, Abbott, Tata Consultancy Services, Advocate Healthcare, Gatorade Endurance, BioFreeze, and the Chicago Park District. Here's Josh Liss.
Is on the air, and for the 17th consecutive year, on the Score. Welcome back to our one-of-a-kind coverage of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon and today's 45th running. Good morning. I'm Josh Liss, and I'm joined by our expert crew, including my two co-hosts here at the finish line, U.S. Olympian and running coach Jenny Spangler. And for the first time with us, we'll welcome accomplished runner and agent Josh Cox. For the next 4 hours, we'll give you a blow-by-blow call of one of the world's premier marathons, part of the Abbott World Marathon Major Series of races, and with parade coverage, we'll tour this great city. It's so pretty through 29 of its diverse neighborhoods. We've got a cast of reporters along the course. Our broadcast position now is only yards from the finish line, a few feet here on Columbus Drive in the heart of Grant Park. The sun is up in downtown Chicago. Crowds are building. It's going to get loud. Runners are loosening up soon. And a little later this morning, folks, we'll call the winners in the men's and women's races and the men's and women's wheelchair races. And like we've done a few times over the years here at the Chicago Marathon, perhaps call a record time. Once again, I'm Josh Liss. On the Score, Jenny Spangler. I'm going to introduce you first, co-host at the finish line for our 16th consecutive year here on the Chicago Marathon. Welcome.
Thanks, Josh. And yes, 16th year on the broadcast, and I honestly haven't seen this much energy and excitement surrounding this race in years. We have a record number of registered runners. Finish line bleachers are back. All four champions from 2022 have returned. Top American runners, including Emily Sisson, Emma Bates, Des Linden, Galen Rupp, Connor Mance, just to name a few. And to top it all off, we have over 2,700 runners competing, 100 runners competing in the Abbott World Marathon Majors WANDA Age Group World Championships. It's going to be a great day.
All sorts of spots on podiums on the line here on race day at the Chicago Marathon. Jenny, you're a U.S. Olympian from the Chicago area. You won the 96 trials. In 2003, you set an American Masters record, 232.38 here in Chicago, and you still coach the Jenny Spangler racing team in the north suburbs, and you help coach high school track and cross country. So still very much in the running community. Now, from San Diego, introducing on the Scores broadcast of the marathon for the first time, Josh Cox. How are you, Josh?
I'm doing great, Josh. It's a pleasure to be here with you guys at the finish.
Fantastic. Josh Cox, distance runner, a well-accomplished 50K U.S. record holder, four-time Olympic trials, three U.S. national teams. You're also an accomplished agent. You've seen this sport from many different levels. What's got you most excited here as we're getting ready for the start of this year's Chicago Marathon?
Well, Josh, there's been a lot of talk about records today. When we're talking records, we have the three C's. We have the course, the competition, and the conditions. And the fourth C that I'm going to add in here is Chicago. We're delivering all three in spades. It's going to be a fantastic race. Jenny talked about some of the Americans on the women's side up front. We have our defending champion, Ruth Chepngetich. She clocked 2:14.18 to win here last year. She's going to be challenged by Safwan Hassan, who just 6 weeks ago was earning global medals at the World Track and Field Championships. On the men's side, we have defending champion Benson Kipruto, but all eyes are on the young upstart, Kelvin Kiptin. The Kenyan athlete has had the greatest start in marathoning history. 2:01.53 debut in Valencia. In his second marathon in London, clocked 2:01.25. How fast can he go today? Will we see a world record today on the streets of Chicago? We're going
to
find out.
Pretty exciting, Jenny. How about on the women's field? Who are the big names we need to know today?
Oh, absolutely. Ruth Chepngetich is back for another year. She won last year. She won the year before. Could we see a first time ever at Chicago, three-peat champion? But she's going to be chased by, we have a handful of runners that have run 2:18 or under, eight runners. And honestly, Josh, even like 3 or 4 years ago, if I had seen a 2:18, I would have thought, oh yeah, they're going to win today. But we have eight that have run 2:18 or under.
Josh Cox, what are your three C's again?
It's the course, the competition, and the conditions.
And we've also got Cox, you, and we've got Chepngetich, and we've got Chicago. We've got room for all the C's here today, maybe even a course record. And in the chairs as well, it's Romanchuk versus the Silver Bullet. Marcel Hoog, Dan Romanchuk out of U of I, and Hoog, the defending champ. And on the women's side, Illinois' Susanna Scaroni is going to be competing with defending champ. She is the defending champ against challenger Manuela Schar and the legendary all-time Chicago Marathon champ, the 9-time winner, Tatiana McFadden. Okay, Jenny and Josh, stand by here at the finish line. It's Josh Liss with you on the Scores coverage of the 45th running of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. It's time to head out on the course and bring in the Scores' Adam Studzinski. I think you're over on the west side. Studs, where are you? Union Station. How is the crowd, and what are you looking forward to today, Studs?
Oh, man, the vibes are immaculate out here. I am standing right next to Union Station right now, Josh. Over on the west side, about mile marker 14 is actually just a little bit down the street. I'm staring at the 22K marker, so we're a little over halfway through the race here. A great aid station here, tons of volunteers putting the finishing touches on that. Not a whole lot of spectators so far, although there are some people out walking the empty street taking advantage of that, so that's fun to see. A little bit of a breeze down here, and we're going to be running west down Adams Street into that breeze, but it's pretty slight breeze, nothing to be concerned about. I will say this is a final touch here as we're waiting for more spectators, not expecting to see runners for about an hour and a half of this part of the race. It's fun to see what this part of the course actually looks like, because having run this thing a couple of times, I don't remember this part of the race, because between about mile 13 and 20, I pretty much blacked out, just falling into a crazy zone as you run this race. So that's it for me right now. I'm Adam Studzinski. Now back to Josh Bliss at the Bank of America Chicago Marathon Sport Broadcast Center near the finish line.
That's great stuff. You know, anybody can hit a wall in the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Studs has done it a couple of times. He's a warrior. I've done it once. You guys have run in Chicago, and we know what it's like. It's an infectious sort of feeling. The enthusiasm is nuts. And one of our teammates, Mike Esposito, is back on the call today. He's up on the north side, Oakland LaSalle. Espo, welcome back to the Marathon Call on the Score. What's up?
Hey, Josh. Good morning. Great to be back here, and kudos to both you and Studs for running this thing. It's great to be back on the course. We are right around the mile 4 marker here on the stretch of LaSalle Street as the runners will be heading north up towards Lincoln Park and eventually up towards Wrigley Field. It is, as Studs mentioned, it is quiet for now. The lead runners and the cheerleaders expected to be coming by here right around 8 o'clock. The police, you talk about fun. How about the logistics of getting the city of Chicago ready for this marathon? And you get to see, being here as early as we are for setup, you get to see exactly what goes into that, closing the streets, getting everything blocked off, getting the horses there, getting the police in place so that this marathon can run through the streets of a very busy city of Chicago. So we are anticipating, as people start to peek out from their residences, lots of high-rises around here, lots of apartments, lots of condos. We are about a block west of the John Hancock Center, so the anticipation is building. We expect, as I said, the runners to come through right around the 8 o'clock hour, and we will be back to fill you in on that at that time. I'm Mike Esposito. Now back to Josh Liss at the Bank of America Chicago Marathon Score Broadcast Center near the finish line.
Thank you, Mike Esposito. Look forward to checking back with you later, getting descriptions of this great race. We're only minutes away from the start at 7:20 at 20 after. In just about 10 minutes, the chair racers will be off. Will the silver bullet Marcel Hoog be able to keep Dan Romanchuk off of his wheels again? Romanchuk has won this race before as well. And on the women's side, Susanna Scaroni will be off in her chair with McFadden and others on her tail. The elites will start at 7:30. So they're up near the front. Guys, Jenny and Josh, real quick, what are the elites doing right now to warm up for the 7:30 start?
Yeah, it's great what Chicago has here. It's one of the most professional athlete-friendly races in the world, and for the World Marathon Majors, I would say it is absolutely number one. The proximity of the host hotel to the start and finish here, right out here on the lakefront. They have an awesome warm-up area where it's a good 800 meters. You can do loops and shake the legs out, get warm. They have a tent, a heated tent in there, and they're stripping off their gear and getting ready. And a lot of them will leave on one layer even out to the start line just to keep that body temp up, so you're not burning through that much needed glycogen, the primary source of fuel for endurance activities. They're preserving all of that, but they're staying warm and they're getting ready to go.
47 degrees at the start today. It's going up to about 50 maybe by the elite finish. Perfect temperatures today, Jen?
Oh, absolutely perfect. And every single one of the elites and all the runners out there today are taking advantage of this weather. I have been racing for the last 40 years, and there's probably a handful of times I can remember that the weather has been this perfect.
If you're just getting up and you're getting your coffee and you're joining us on the score, it's the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. We've got blow-by-blow coverage until 11 a.m. today with Jenny Spangler and Josh Cox. I'm Josh Liss down near the finish line. 1.7 million estimated on-course spectators, guys, along this 26.2-mile course. 1.7 million spectators, and the one guy on our show today who's going to get to say hi to every single one of them on the lead vehicle is Gabe Ramirez. Gabe, good morning. What are you looking forward to most about being back with us for the second year in a row?
What's up, Josh? What's up, guys? Yeah, I will be. I actually make eye contact with everybody, too, as I'm passing them as well.
Fist bump them all, Gabe.
I make sure of that. I got to be honest. I'm just excited to see what the second year is going to bring. As you mentioned, 1.7 million Chicagoans and people throughout the entire country going to be here in the city of Chicago, cheering on people, looking at the front of those bibs, saying their names. But it's just a spectacle. I mean, obviously, being able to run through all these neighborhoods, obviously seeing the elite runners firsthand, I think that's what I like to see as well, Josh. When you're looking at the fans checking out this race, or just people that are cheering them on, their faces when they see these elite runners, people run casually all the time, but when you get to see the best of the best up close and personal, that's where people the excitement comes out, and you get to see it from the north side of the city to the south side of the city, and that's where we all come together and really just come together as a Chicagoland area and support these runners. So looking for some excitement, looking for a good race, and looking forward to seeing that pack get smaller and smaller as we reach the finish line.
Good stuff, Gabe. Look forward to checking back with you back here at the Bank of America Broadcast Center. The scores coverage of the race, the Bank of America Chicago Marathon, continues. And we know that 5 world records have been set in Chicago. 3 women's world records have been set here, including Catherine DeRaba in 01, Paula Radcliffe in 02, and most recently in 2019, Bridget Koskay's 2:14.04, which was only broken a couple of weeks ago in Berlin by Tejist Assefa, 2:11.53. That leads me into our introduction to Trinneer Moser. Trinneer is back with us on the broadcast following the lead woman for the third year in a row. Trinneer is an accomplished retired athlete, an NCAA All-American, and a 5-time U.S. champion. Trinneer, it's going to be fast and faster. We're glad to have you back. No one does a better job than you covering the elite women. Good morning.
Good morning, Josh. So happy to be here. I just got to the finish. I was able to catch all of the elites in the warm-up area and in the warm-up tent this morning at 6:30. Everyone is ready to go. The weather is amazing. The energy is super high. It was good to see all of the athletes smiling and just really, really ready to go. And then obviously just even I was able to talk to some of their coaches as well and to see their excitement. And then obviously there's always some nerves going into these big events. But honestly, I'm just excited. I think we're going to see possibly some records, maybe world records. And then obviously I think it's going to be some very, very fast times.
Trinier Moser out in front of the lead women, ready to take off with the race starting at the bottom of the hour. Thanks for being with us on The Score. Our other reporter out in front of the men's pack, where there's stacked field once again. Shocker here in Chicago. We always get one of the best. It's Chris Wehrman. Good morning, Chris. Thanks for joining us again. Chris is on our show for the fifth year in a row, covering the lead males. He's an accomplished distance runner, a great athlete, and an area coach. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Morning. I am doing great. The athletes are doing great. This weather is perfect, as Josh said, with the three C's. What was interesting to me watching the warm-up is that we have had in years past these elite athletes doing their warm-ups where they are either running the warm-up slow because the heat index is a little bit up there, so they're just trying to get their muscles moving, or they're warming up a little bit fast to get that body heat up. And today, the movement was really smooth. You could really tell that they were just getting their legs firing. A lot of hats and gloves, jackets and pants without being overheated. And you can just tell, as Trinier was saying, these athletes are ready to put it on the line today and run fast. And that's the nervous energy that they were showing. And they are excited. And I know that we are excited.
Thank you, Chris. Chris Wehrman joining us for the fifth year in a row. He's going to cover the elite men, guys like Benson Kipruto in Chicago, debuting last year, winning in Chicago, coming back to defend his title. Guys, the races are going to start in just a moment. The weather is pristine. I wonder if any bit of a tickling of breeze is coming through that we're feeling. I think the forecast is calling for west-northwest at about 5 to 10 miles per hour. Josh and Jenny, before we headed to a break and come back and call the start of this race, what about this weather makes it so optimal?
Well, for one thing, the temperatures and the breeze. We were talking earlier, Josh and I, about the wind, and really anything 10 miles per hour and under is not a factor. So we're going to have a little wind going through the city, possibly, but that's what, you know, the pacers are going to be out there protecting the athletes. But it's ideal. I think it's perfect.
Yeah, it really is. And the great thing about this race is all the athletes, they've been here for a couple days. They've all been grouping up. We had three pacer meetings yesterday and a lot of movement with the different paces, and everyone's really wants to be aggressive today because they know, hey, this is my big opportunity. We do have the perfect conditions. These are lab-like conditions. If you were to draw it up and ask for it, order up the weather, Chicago delivered today perfectly. So we have a perfect opportunity. It's what we call the no excuse day for the pros. So go out there and make it happen.
And for about 47,000 runners and 15,000 from around the world, the rest from around the country, we wish you luck today. The race starts soon, and there's only one place you can listen to it. It's the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Back after this for the start of the day on 670 The Score.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
People come from all over for the marathon, but it seems like everyone's on their phones because they're banking with Bank of America. Take this runner over here. He's using Zelle to pay back a friend for going halvesies on a hotel room. Woo! He's gonna sleep well tonight.
Bank of America's digital tools are so impressive, you just can't stop banking. What would you like the power to do? Proud sponsor of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon.
You must download the latest version of the mobile banking app. Only available on select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. Terms and conditions apply. Member FDIC.
26.2 miles will push you to the limit of what's possible. To prove that at our healthiest, there's no telling how far we can go. Join Abbott as we celebrate the runners of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon, one of the premier races of the Abbott World Marathon Majors. Because wherever we are on life's journey, with good health, we are unstoppable. Visit us at the Abbott booth during the race at the Abbott Health and Fitness Expo, October 5th through 7th at McCormick Place.
Marathons come with aches and pains, and that's where BioFreeze can help. Whether it's sore muscles and joints, sprains, strains, or bruises, BioFreeze applies easily and cools the pain to get you back to your best. BioFreeze is fast-acting and provides powerful pain relief. Find us at Expo, on course at mile 21, or in the post-race party to receive your sample of BioFreeze to relieve pain before, during, and after the race. BioFreeze is there when you need it most. Use as directed.
Live to go the distance, because no matter where or how far your run takes you, the LiveWell app is there. Get easy access to vital health information. Schedule a virtual visit. Download healthy recipes to fuel up after your run. Find calm with guided meditations and more. The LiveWell app puts your health at your fingertips, so you can live fully, virtually anywhere. Download the LiveWell app today. Advocate Healthcare, the official healthcare partner of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon.
And now, back to our team coverage of the 2023 Bank of America Chicago Marathon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, presented by Bank of America and brought to you in part by Nike, Abbott, Tata Consultancy Services, Advocate Healthcare, Gatorade Endurance, BioFreeze, and the Chicago Park District. Here's Josh Liss, Jenny Spangler, and Josh Cox.
In 1977, when this race started, 2,000-plus finishers completed the race, the Mayor Daly Marathon. It was the largest in the world, and now here we are in 2023, October 8th, on a beautiful Sunday morning with Jenny Spangler and Josh Cox. I'm Josh Liss on The Score, and a record amount of runners are expected to participate. And in just a moment, the wheelchair race will begin. Marcel Hoog, the defending champ, is underway. Susanna Scaroni, the defending women's champ, is off and rolling. The Chicago Marathon wheelchair race is off and running. Guys, this is thrilling because we've got so many big names, and for the big name champagne racers, this is their hometown race. Folks like Dan Romanchuk and the legendary Tatiana McFadden. I think when you're talking about the greatest competitors in the Chicago Marathon, McFadden, the nine-time winner, in her chair rolling right now, Jenny Spangler, has to be right at the top.
Oh, absolutely. And if you look at all of the World Marathon Majors races so far this year, for the women's wheelchair race, it has been sprint finish between three or four athletes coming down to the wire. London, the top four were within 6 seconds of each other. Berlin, the top three, 1 second of each other. This is a really exciting race to watch today.
Josh Cox, you're from San Diego, but you certainly know about the University of Illinois chair racing team and how it's going to make an impact again here today.
It's world-renowned, legendary enclave of athletes training there together. There are para-athletes that are doing this push rim that all want to go to Champaign, get with the group, get in with the training group. There's so much to learn from a veteran like Tatiana McFadden, a legend in our sport, an amazing ambassador, just an incredible story all around. And out here, they do work together. They like it's much like the Peloton and the Tour de France. You want to tuck in. There's a little bit of wind, even on a still day when as for runners, if you're running 5 minute pace, that's a 12 mile an hour headwind. So when you're talking about the speeds that these push rim athletes are hitting, tucking in and getting behind and working together is all part of the strategy. Do you want to be in front? Do you want to tuck in behind? On the men's side, we have Marcel Hoog, we have Daniel Romanchuk, who he who's going to try and get away? Romanchuk is the great sprinter at the end. So you see a lot of that cat and mouse out here today. Where are they going to push? Where are they going to try and break away? It's going to be an exciting race on both sides.
Absolutely. And the stories of how they end up in these circumstances and then beat these circumstances where you lose ability to walk or whatever it might be, and now you've turned yourself into a world-class athlete all over again. I think of Marcel Hug, the silver bullet from Switzerland, who was born with spina bifida. He grew up on a farm, the youngest of four brothers. As a young child, he met a Swiss wheelchair legend, a racer by the name of, don't laugh, I'm going to give it a shot, Franz Nedelsbach.
That was solid.
Thank you. And that started Hoog's desire to take up athletics. Or Tatyana McFadden, adopted from a Russian orphanage. And here we are. She grew up in Maryland, went to Champaign, and here we are today. All these great stories are coming together in the Bank of America Chicago Marathon wheelchair race. They're heading north up Columbus Drive. That is where the course begins. There are bridges along the course, Jenny. They're carpeted, so no sort of stone is left unturned to accommodate these runners across the course.
Oh, absolutely. Kerry Pinkowski and his staff have done an amazing job getting this course ready for all athletes. And like you said, yeah, there's carpet on all of the bridges so that they have a smooth way to get over the bridges. And yeah, just amazing. Everything is set up impeccably.
The 45th running of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon is underway with the chair racers. And the rest of the runners, the elite men and women, will be off in just about 7 minutes. We're going to be sticking here for the start of that race, of course. Guys, I'd like to dig into the fact that many records have been set here and that this field is set up to match them. But there's also the fact of America's best chance. Let's start on the women's side, where last year the official second place finisher is back this year. But Jenny Spangler, can Emily Sisson keep up with Ruth Chepngetich? Because the last couple of years it's sort of been Ruth against the clock.
Absolutely. Emily Sisson mentioned in the press conference that really her goal today is not so much about time, taking down her American record, but really about being more competitive to set herself up for next year, the Paris 2024. But if Emily goes competitive, she's going to break that American record.
Yeah, I'm in lockstep here with what Jenny's sharing. I think last year what Sisson was able to do with her 2:18.29 American record, she really surprised herself to go sub 2:19. She's in great shape. All word has it she's ready to go. But Emma Bates, I know I have an athlete that trains in that group, and what she has been able to do in training has been amazing, and just far and away the best training she's ever had. She was runner-up in Chicago 2 years ago. She's in the form of her life. 2:22.10 fifth place finish at Boston this spring.
Yeah.
She's even more fit now, so she's ready to go.
Emma Bates, one of the Americans in the field today, hoping to put that Olympic standard down. Chris Wehrman joins us back out in front of the lead men. He's going to follow the start of the race in just a few minutes. Chris, what do you have?
Well, we got the athletes warming up. It is perfect weather, as we've talked about before. And it's one of those days, as you guys have mentioned, where because the weather is working out well, you might as well go for broke. You don't have a lot of opportunities to race the marathon throughout the year, much less in your career, where things line up just right. And when they do, you have to take advantage of it. And that means being a little bit more aggressive than you might otherwise be. I was talking to some of the athletes in the warm-up tent, saw Galen Rupp, for example, who's been a past champion here, of course, and you can just see the nervous energy. They know what is at stake. They know what they have to do, and they have to hope that their training and their bodies are ready for really this aggressive pace that they're going to be going out at all levels. But this is going to make a very exciting race, as you have said, not only with the leaders, but on the American side for the men and the women. There are a lot of races within the races, and there's going to be a great, great competition today for everybody to watch.
Thank you, Chris Wehrman.
Now back to Josh Liss at the Bank of America Chicago Marathon Score Broadcast Center.
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it. You'll be on the show with us all throughout the day. We're only less than 5 minutes away from the start of the race. The chairs are already out and running. He mentioned Galen Rupp. 2017 is the year of the most recent victory by an American in the men's open division. That was Rupp. 2017, the most recent in front of the women, most recent American winner in the women's race. Let's see here. Dina Castor in 2005. For 33 years, the race director here in Chicago is Kerry Pinkowski. Minutes ahead of today's start, Kerry, we bring you into our show. Thanks for being on The Score again. We look forward to talking with you throughout the day. Good morning.
Good morning, Josh. What an honor and privilege. 45th anniversary of this great tradition to be talking with you and the team this morning on The Score and wire-to-wire coverage. Looking forward to a great morning.
What are your headlines? Why did you bring these certain athletes to Chicago? What are your expectations for today?
Well, I think the 45th anniversary, what we wanted to do is, and one of the things that I did individually is just reflect back on the athletes that have competed here, the legacy, the history. This morning we were out with Dina Castor and Steve Jones and Khalid Kanucci and Constantine Adida. These are some of the iconic athletes in the history of the sport. And bringing athletes to Chicago, I felt we would pay homage to some of the great, great, great competition that we've had. And obviously done that on the women's side and the men's side. So looking forward to a great morning.
Kerry, this is Jenny. Just curious if you have a intel on the pacing situation for today. What are some of these athletes hoping to start out for the first half?
You know, the best laid plans sometimes. Kelvin Kiptum has come here to do something historic. And, you know, the guys, the managers, the coaches, all of us, the organizers can sit down and plan. And what happens is it comes down to when the gun goes off. The pace guys went out training Kelvin. They went out and they collectively said, we're going to go fast. So I think they're going to take the first couple of miles to feel things out. We lost one of the guys became ill. But, you know, it's going to be a moment call. It's going to be the emotion, how they're feeling to get through the first couple of miles. If they get into a rhythm and they start complimenting each other, then you'll see him strike and go.
1 minute away from the start of the race, Kerry Pinkowski. One more from Josh Cox before we let you go.
Hey, Kerry. Josh here. We've seen a lot of records here at your race, the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. How does the energy in these conditions compare to those other record-setting years?
Oh, all the years that I've done this, I'm up in the north end of the park. It's dead still. It's that chilly, as you guys know, when you ran, you love that chilly bite when you're warming up and you're not sure if you should wear your gloves or not and just getting ready to go. So it's a compliment. We've got a little cloud cover, but dead still, the leaves aren't moving. So hopefully if it stays down like that, they'll take advantage.
Kerry Pinkowski, race director, we're going to ask you to stand by, or we'll catch up with you later, actually. We're only seconds away from the start of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. The excitement is building. It's the 40th
date circled on the calendar for 6 months. You get this deal done, and your fingers are crossed. You're like, man, we're going to go to Chicago. We know we're going to have the course. We know we're going to have the competition, but is it going to be warm? Is it going to be cool? We have the lab-like conditions. The table is set for these guys. Now it's time to make it happen. In this moment of getting out, the gun goes off. It is an amazing feeling where you go, this is the time where we reap the harvest. All that work that we've been putting in, all those early morning runs, all those hill runs, all the 120 to 180 miles a week that they've been running in preparation for this, today's the day.
No more excuses. The Score's broadcast position here at the Bank of America Score Studios is just a few feet from the finish line. In fact, we can see the clock just above where the winners will cross the tape. There will be hundreds, if not thousands, filling these bleachers up and down Columbus Drive. We can also look down to our south where the renowned Roosevelt Road, or Mount Roosevelt, is going to terminate into Columbus. So we'll see them as well, Josh and Jenny. The runners all race long as they head north on Columbus into the very first couple of miles of the course on our closed circuit monitors. We've got dozens of pictures here from around the city. We've also got a handful of reporters across the city, including experts out in front of the lead men's and women's pack. This is where you want to be until 11 a.m. The men's and women's and wheelchair packs are off and running, and the approximate finishers in the chair races will take place before 9 a.m., and in the men's and women's elite races, about 9:30 and 9:50 a.m. So stick with us here on The Score. Beautiful day for racing. It's checked all the boxes. I know that Trenier Moser is out in front of the lead women's vehicle. We've talked about some Americans who might be able to keep up with Ruth Chepngetich. Are there any other storylines, Trenier, that you see possibly developing today in that women's pack?
I don't want to leave out Safwan Hassan. She just came off of Budapest World Championships, where she raced unbelievably, the 1500, the 5K, and the 10K. That is always unheard of. Usually going into those types of events, athletes typically only focus on one event, and she did three. So all of those races adding up with the rounds is over a half a marathon. So that's honestly a big story as well. She's very, very competitive. I was able to speak with her coach this morning. She's a risk taker. She's here to take some risks. She's come off of a win in London at running 2:18, and she's expecting something really, really big here in Chicago. So I think she could possibly give Ruth a run for her money probably in the second half of the race. And I'm Trinia Moser. Now back to you, Josh, for the Bank of America Chicago Marathon score near the
We got you, Trinier. We got you. Thank you. Appreciate that. Safwan Hassan has been brought up by Trinier Moser. Now, Trinier, she's a five-time U.S. champion. She clearly knows what she's talking about. She's talking about Hassan, who's 30 years old from the Netherlands, a reigning London champ, came from 25 seconds back to take the lead. She certainly has some strength at lower distances because, Jenny and Josh, only 6 weeks ago, she won two medals in the 1500 meter, a bronze, and the 5000 in silver at the World Championships. 6 weeks ago, Jenny, she was competing in those distances. Here she is trying to win a marathon?
Absolutely. And this is Safwan's only her second marathon ever. London, she mentioned that it was kind of an experiment for her. She didn't really cater her training around it, but her whole buildup this past several months has been for this marathon. And in fact, when she was at the World Champions, after her 1500 meter the prelims, she actually went out and did a workout because she is focused on this race.
Wow, Safwan Hassan making her Chicago Marathon debut, won in London in her actual debut earlier this year. Can she keep up with the speedy Ruth Chepngetich?
Yeah, Josh, there's been a lot of conversation about the pacemakers and who's going to do what. And really, after that performance in Berlin, the gauntlet was thrown down. We saw a 2:11, and all of a sudden it was, hey, Ruth is going, I was on pace for 2:11. I was on pace for 2:10. Don't forget, through 22 miles here. So she was the first to really go for it. I have an athlete, full disclosure, I represent him. He's going to be Safwan Hassan's pacemaker. And originally he was brought in to run 67 minutes through the half, 2:14 flat pace. But over the last several days, with the weather looking as good as it does, this record-setting lab-like conditions, they started to talk a little bit. And then it was, okay, Chepngetich's crew's like, okay, well, there was talk about a 65-40 split at the halfway for her. And you can do the math. We're talking a 2:11, right? Under world record pace. And Reed was brought in so that Safwan would not get caught up in that kind of record chase. That was the original thought and idea. But when you have the opportunity, Safwan is a gamer. And you talk about 6 weeks ago tripling at the World Track and Field Championships, the training's different. I mean, it is. Typically, Jenny mentioned it about getting in that workout after the 1500. She's doing that to keep her total volume up because she knew, hey, I have Chicago coming up and I need to nail it there. She's a competitor. She doesn't like letting athletes run away from her. So the latest and greatest, as of last night, we were meeting and with Safwan, her agent, and her team, and it was like, hey, I think she's going to want to go with Ruth. So we'll see how it all plays out. 66 minutes was kind of what they were talking about, a 2:12 flat kind of pace. We'll see how it shakes out because the gun goes off and then it's anybody's guess, really. But it's going to be exciting. That's
absolutely
what I know.
Absolutely. Safwan Hassan could easily keep pace with Ruth Chepngetich, and then she may just decide to go for it or not, Jenny Spangler.
Well, absolutely, and I feel like they both have two different racing styles. As we know, Ruth Chepngetich, she goes out hard and fast. Last year, like as Josh had said, she went out 2:10, kind of 2:11 pace, held on. Safwan typically likes to kind of go out a little bit slower and then build into the race. So it'll just be interesting to see how Safwan, she might change up her race plan just a little bit so that she can keep Ruth in sight.
It's Ruth Chepngetich defending her two-time title, the 28-year-old Kenyan, and Safwan Hassan, the 30-year-old from the Netherlands, who we're talking about. There are some Americans tucked in there as well that may keep up with the lead pack. Jenny, I want to ask you about the uniforms and the outfits or the kits that the elite runners are going to be wearing today in a second, because if you're one of the million-plus fans on the course, the 1.7 million spectators, you might be interested to know what they're wearing today. But we're going to go to the lead vehicle out in front of this parade, as we like to call it, and catch up with the scores. Gabe Ramirez, are you layered up today, Gabe? You staying warm? I know it's not the coldest day yet, but that's part of the tactics on being on that lead vehicle while you make your way through the streets. How are you?
I'm doing great, Josh. I got my mom talking in my head, and I'm thinking multiple layers, multiple long johns. That's what I got to do today. But I am in the lead car. We're on State Street, that great street right now. We just turned off of Grand. You see a pack of the elite males right in front of us, but the amount of coffee that you see in people's hands, Josh, everybody's up early, but they want that energy so that that way they can cheer on their favorite runners as they pass through. But you see kids on dad's shoulders. You see flags of all the countries. It is a spectacle to see, but the fact that there are people out here that early, and you got people waving to me as well, even though I'm not running the race. But again, the energy is palpable. It is something that I know these runners are feeding off of, and we just passed the second mile marker, Josh, so I can't wait to see what else the city has in store for us. All right, I'm Gabriel Merritt. Back to you, Josh List, at the Bakeland Marathon, the Chicago Marathon. Score broadcast studios near the finish line.
You got it, Gabe. Thank you, man. Gabe's enthusiasm is off the charts, but you know what? That's when you get a taste of this race, it's awfully infectious. Josh Cox, Jenny Spangler, our experts here at the finish line. I'm Josh Liss. The race is into its second mile. We're on with you all morning long. It's the Bank of America Chicago Marathon on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
The 45th running of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon is around the corner. If you aren't running this year, join the excitement of race weekend as a volunteer. Volunteers serve in many ways, from greeting runners at the Abbott Health and Fitness Expo to supporting participants in Grant Park and along the 26.2-mile course. Be energized and inspired by joining the event volunteer team. Registration is open through Friday, September 29th. Learn more at chicagomarathon.com/volunteer.
Tata Consultancy Services believes in the transformative power of technology in business as well as in running. Just like we help many of the world's largest businesses innovate to achieve their goals, TCS strives for new ways to use technology to enhance the marathon experience for athletes and fans alike. Download the official Bank of America Chicago Marathon app, powered by TCS, for runner tracking, finish line predictions, race results, interactive course maps, alerts, and more. Available now in the Google Play and Apple App Store.
Nordic Track and iFit are ready to take you on a fitness adventure from the comfort of your home. Walk through the pyramids in Egypt. Hike Mount Fuji in Japan. Run the Oberdorf Trail in Switzerland. Nordic Track is the number one treadmill brand in the U.S. in 2023, according to TrackLine data. And iFit's expert-led global workouts take the guesswork out of your goal work. You can even run the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Start your fitness adventure at NordicTrack.com. Get fit this fall with the Chicago Park District, offering low-cost, in-person, and virtual programs in fitness, nutrition, and sports for all age groups, ability levels, and for families, as well as state-of-the-art fitness centers, pools, and athletic facilities at parks around the city. Take a class or join a team. In-person and online registration for the upcoming winter session is right around the corner. Visit chicagoparkdistrict.com for class schedules at your local park, as well as other park locations, and for more information, chicagoparkdistrict.com.
Runners, keep an eye out for the BioFreeze Pain Relief Zone around mile 21, where the cooling crew will be armed with BioFreeze spray to help cool the pain to get you across the finish line. BioFreeze applies easily and cools the pain to get you back to your best. Pick up BioFreeze at a store near you or order online today so you can experience powerful pain relief for yourself and train with what's on course. BioFreeze. Cool the pain. Use as directed.
26.2 miles will push you to the limit of what's possible to prove that at our healthiest, there's no telling how far we can go. Join Abbott as we celebrate the runners of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon, one of the premier races of the Abbott World Marathon Majors. Because wherever we are on life's journey, with good health, we are unstoppable. Visit us at the Abbott booth during the race at the Abbott Health and Fitness Expo, October 5th through 7th at McCormick Place.
And now, back to our team coverage of the 2023 Bank of America Chicago Marathon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, presented by Bank of America and brought to you in part by Nike, Abbott, Tata Consultancy Services, Advocate Healthcare, Gatorade Endurance, BioFreeze, and the Chicago Park District. Here's Josh Liss, Jenny Spangler, and Josh Cox.
It's a day to celebrate in the city of Chicago. The Bank of America Chicago Marathon's 45th running is underway. 26.2 miles through these Chicago streets, 29 neighborhoods. We've got a cast of reporters to catch you up on all the angles and maybe even a world record. It's Josh Liss down near the finish line in Grant Park along Columbus Drive, along with my two co-hosts, U.S. Olympian and area running coach Jenny Spangler, and with us for the first time, man, we're having fun, accomplished runner and agent Josh Cox. Guys, this is special because so far we're able to see on our many closed-circuit monitors here that in the men's chair race, the silver bullet and reigning champ out of Switzerland, the 37-year-old Marcel Hug, has the early lead. In the women's wheelchair race, it's Susanna Scaroni and Manuela Schaar, as expected, going head-to-head. But in the men's and women's elite races, and I'll start with you, Jenny, these are tight packs, and it's way too soon to tell where we're at. The only thing for sure that we can tell is that they're wearing similar outfits for the first time in a while. What is up with these uniforms?
Absolutely, Josh. So Nike, for all the Nike elite athletes, they came up with a Bank of America Chicago Marathon Pro uniform, and that features a quilt design that celebrates the historic neighborhoods and distinctly Chicago features seen along the Chicago Marathon route. This is designed specifically for this 45th anniversary.
Pretty special. I like how they tie it into the city. Does it make any difference to you as you're tracking this race what the runners may or may not be wearing, Josh?
Well, I think the interesting thing for me is to see how layered they are. You see these arm sleeves that these athletes are wearing. The great thing about that is when instead of putting on a jacket or a thin layer that can be difficult to get off when you're running, if you do get warm in the second half, the sun starts coming out. We do have a little bit of cloud cover right now, which is phenomenal. And these flags outside here, they are still, like Kerry Pinkowski mentioned, it should be perfect. But in watching them, are they wearing the beanie? Do the gloves come off? You know, that's actually a thing, and where it's like, okay, now they mean business, you know, and you see these guys toss the hat and toss the gloves. It can be really interesting, but really it's about these guys. They're settling in. The pacemakers, a lot of the Nike pacemakers are wearing these white Nike kits with Pacer on the front, so they're easily identifiable by the competitors. They'll be looking at them and going, okay, this guy's the pacemaker. He's not a competitor. Mm-hmm. Although we have had some situations where pacemakers here have gotten themselves into a little bit of trouble.
It's happened before. A pacemaker got bold enough and won himself. That's unlikely to happen today with the superstar elite global stars that are here in Chicago. The Bank of America Chicago Marathon off and rolling with Jenny and Josh. It's myself, Josh Liss, here at the finish line. Now let's go out in front of the men's pack into mile three and bring in Chris Wehrman. What do you see? What's your point of view now, Chris?
Well, this race started fast. The elite group, the main group of about eight athletes within a half a mile of the start, had already broken away and gapped the rest of the field. And they went out with a low 431, 432 first mile. Now they've settled in a little bit, having slowed down to about 438 and then 442 or so for the second and third miles, which is still a sub 1430 first 5K. They went through their first water stop. They've all gotten their fluids, and they are staying, the athletes themselves, as a pretty tight pack, as they're going to allow each other to use the runners in front of them to break the wind, focusing on the pacers and staying as relaxed as possible as we get through the first half of this race. I'm Chris Wehrman. Now back to Josh Liss at the Bank of America Chicago Marathon Score Broadcast Center near the finish line.
And Josh Cox, who are some of these guys up near the front? I see at least three elites that have broken away early that Chris described. Is it too soon to name names?
No, it's not. Kelvin Kiptum's there, and he nailed it. It was a 14:26 split at 5K, which that's rolling, guys. That's a 201.41 marathon pace. So when you talk about a course record, which is what Kipton, I think Kipton was trying to get the attention off. Hey, I'm chasing the world record. I'm trying to be. He already has the second fastest time in history to Eliud Kipchoge, and he was talking about breaking the course record here. But Kipton's the guy.
Give me that number one more time, Josh.
201.41 is the pace that they're on right now.
And Eliud Kipchoge's current world record is 201.09. So
right.
Less than a minute away, near world record pace for the men out of the gate, but there's only three of them out in front. We expected a much larger field, Jenny.
Yeah, absolutely. I expected to be a large pack up there. And what's exciting about Kiptum is that he's known as the closer. In his two other races that he's run so far, he's closed in like sub 60 minutes. So if he's on this pace right now and he feels like he's got that fast close in him, no telling what's going to happen.
They're running really fast at the start of this race, and Mike Esposito's keeping up on the north side. What do you have, Mike? They're coming at you.
Yes, Josh, exactly. The leaders just passed our location here on LaSalle and Oak Street. Some of the other elite men are now just passing us as well. So the crowd has built up very nicely here. Once upon a time, it was just me and a few of the course officials, but now lots of people have come down from the area residences here on Oak and LaSalle. Lots of dogs. You can hear the cowbells in the background. Lots of signs. We have plenty of family members here as well, little kids all the way up to grandparents. And Bears fans will be happy to know I see a smattering of Justin Fields and some Walter Payton jerseys as well. But as the elite men make their way back, it's been a great morning here so far. The weather is picture perfect on Marathon Day, and we expect lots more excitement here as the day continues. I'm Mike Esposito, now back to Josh Liss at the Bank of America Chicago Marathon Score Broadcast Center near the finish line.
The men's elites are on a near world record pace at the start of the 45th running of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Now, let's check in on defending two-time champ Ruth Chepin-Gedich and the others in the women's field with our insider, Trenier Moser. Trenier.
Hi, Josh. We just got to the, mile four. The women are cruising. They went through the 5K in 15:42, which is a very, very aggressive pace. They have a wall. You see a wall of their pacers and wearing white jerseys in front of them, protecting them and doing a lot of the work. The women look very, very relaxed. It looks like they're just finding their rhythm and groove. And the group, it consists of Ruth Chepin-Gedich, and we also had Safan Hassan up in there as well.
All right, Trenier, we're going to let you go for the moment. She updated us just now, Jenny Spangler, that Ruth Chepin-Gedich and Safan Hassan, as advertised. Now, this is not a scripted performance. This is an actual sporting event. But we had a feeling that those two would be up near the front of the lead pack of the women, didn't we?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, as Trenier had mentioned, there's a whole slew of women up there that are capable of running this fast right now. But right now we have, four women on 212 pace, which is lightning fast, and right behind them are a few 214 pace. So we've got seven women that are currently running faster than what Ruth ran last year here.
That is something else. So looking back at Ruth Chepin-Gedich in her 2022 victory in Chicago, the 28-year-old Kenyan Chepin-Gedich ran 2:14.18. That's just what you pointed out, and finished last year 14 seconds short of a world record. As we bring in race director Kerry Pinkowski in your 33rd year, we've mentioned this to you before, Kerry. They're running too fast, or are they running just fast enough?
Well, you know, that's what athletes do here in Chicago. They go fast. They push the boundaries. That's part of the tradition. So I think they all look great. I just got a chance to look at the monitor here up at our unified command, and they look like they're positioned well and committed to an effort this morning.
Yeah, Carrie, this is Jenny again. So the pace that they're going at right now, 201, like there's a whole bunch of them, 202 and under. Is this kind of what you expected for this morning?
Absolutely. That's exactly what we expected. Abdi Bashir, I think he's looking at the European record. I think he wants to go 202. So, you know, he's going to be in that vicinity with the, and I think keep him honest. So it'll be good. Good stuff. That's what you bring the great ones together for.
Yeah, Kerry, looking at these fields and looking at this race, we have the conditions. The guys are banging it out there. You brought in, it's got to be the most pacemakers in history with all these groups. And I know all the work that goes into it, being on the athlete representative side. Tell us a little bit about that. What's the process? Do you locate the athletes first? You bring them in, and then you say, hey, do you have your personal pacemakers? Or are you like scouring the globe? Because there's not a lot of guys that can take these guys through at 201 pace.
You know, you're correct there, Josh. It's tough to find someone to go as far and as fast as Kelvin's calling for. But, I mean, this is a record number of pacers. I thought we could set this year up for some performances. I mean, unlike Berlin, where they have a bunch of pacers for one guy, we've spread them out through the men's and the women's field. We've got, the American women that have some goals. So, I mean, that was the consciousness. That's the culture this year, is people wanted to go fast and perform well. I think that on the women's side, you know, Emily Sisson and Emma Bates, I think they want to get a mark up there that ranks them in the top performances in the world. So you got several plots working here, but and this is a place where it's been done. I mean, as I mentioned earlier, we've had some of our champions back that have done some amazing things. And that goes back to Constantina Dita. She ran from the front aggressively, what Khalid Kanucci did over the years. Steve Jones, we go back to Steve Jones. I mean, you're talking about how fast these guys are going. In 1984, Steve went through the half in 101, which was unheard of. He didn't have the technology or anything. So it wasn't out of the consciousness. And here we are, 40 years later, and wringing our hands at what these guys are doing, and Steve was doing it years ago. So there's something about Chicago. There's something about the atmosphere here that people just want to go fast.
Race director Kerry Pinkowski, that's why you're in your fourth decade of doing this. You seem to assemble just the right field. One of those guys in the field is Marcel Hug, and the 37-year-old Silver Bullet from Switzerland seems to be running all alone into about his 12th mile here. What more can you say about that guy and how he seemed to come around and dominate here most often?
Well, like the shoe that we see with the athletes, with our runners, the Paralympic guys, the wheelers, the technology is also in there. The chairs that we're using this year are different from 2 or 3 years ago. They're lighter, they're more designed. He leans into a Formula One team that makes the camber of his bike or his chair. They put him in a wind tunnel. All those things. I mean, it's science and business and athletics that intersects, and there's the result. I mean, he's doing some amazing things this morning.
Yeah, Marcel Hug. All right, Kerry, we'll ask you to stand by, and we'll rejoin you, catch up with you a little later in our show here on The Score. It's the 45th running of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Josh List with you at the finish line with Jenny Spangler and Josh Cox. Guys, we're going to catch our breath in a few minutes when we take a break and get back with our Score audience on the other side. But let's get into the quick headlines real quick of where we are at this point in the race.
Well, for me, we're exactly where we expect to be. We've got people going out fast, runners, chair athletes, they're taking advantage of this weather. The pacers are doing their part right now. So right now, so all systems go for everybody.
I'm really liking what's happening on the women's side. It's not as aggressive as Chepngetich has been in the past. And honestly, that is where she's thrown away the world record. She would have had the world record here last year had she paced herself a little bit better. She's doing that right now. It is aggressive, don't get me wrong, but it's not 209 pace aggressive. So I love what's happening there. And Jenny mentioned this about Kiptum, how he's such an amazing closer. Prior to Kiptum, the fastest second half ever clocked in a marathon was the back half of Eliud Kipchoge's world record run at the 2022 Berlin Marathon. He clocked 60:33 during that 201.09 record-setting race. In Kiptum's debut in Valencia, he closed in 60:15. Okay, so the fastest second half ever in marathoning history in his debut. In his follow-up in London this spring, he closed even faster, 59:45. Yeah. No one has ever done that.
No, and that's why we're in a serious position to see some potential records fall here today in Chicago. It's a thrill. The races have begun, and there's only one place you can hear it all. With our expert crew, I'm Josh Liss. We've got more ahead on our broadcast of the 45th running of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Stick around. Take us out with you on the Odyssey app on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
People come from all over for the marathon, but it seems like everyone's on their phones because they're banking with Bank of America. Take this runner over here. He's using Zelle to pay back a friend for going halvesies on a hotel room. Woo! He's gonna sleep well tonight.
Bank of America's digital tools are so impressive, you just can't stop banking. What would you like the power to do? Proud sponsor of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon.
You must download the latest version of the mobile banking app. Only available on select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. Terms and conditions apply. Member FDIC.
Live to go the distance, because no matter where or how far your run takes you, the LiveWell app is there. Get easy access to vital health information. Schedule a virtual visit. Download healthy recipes to fuel up after your run. Find calm with guided meditations and more. The LiveWell app puts your health at your fingertips so you can live fully, virtually anywhere. Download the LiveWell app today. Advocate Healthcare, the official healthcare partner of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon.
Tata Consultancy Services believes in the transformative power of technology in business as well as in running. Just like we help many of the world's largest businesses innovate to achieve their goals, TCS strives for new ways to use technology to enhance the marathon experience for athletes and fans alike. Download the official Bank of America Chicago Marathon app, powered by TCS, for runner tracking, finish line predictions, race results, interactive course maps, alerts, and more. Available now in the Google Play and Apple App Store.
Nordic Track and iFit are ready to take you on a fitness adventure from the comfort of your home. Walk through the pyramids in Egypt. Hike Mount Fuji in Japan. Run the Oberdorf Trail in Switzerland. Nordic Track is the number one treadmill brand in the U.S. in 2023, according to TrackLine data. And iFit's expert-led global workouts take the guesswork out of your goal work. You can even run the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Start your fitness adventure at NordicTrack.com.